Eric Kim in the house. Yeah. Sub-Sabai Bong? Yeah. Sub-Sabai Prusa Taknia? Huh? Speak up. Yeah. Kunyoma, Kunyoma, Korea Merit.
Oh,
okay. Oh, on Sokromna. On Sangha. Okay. Welcome to the house. All right, some Aeon Mall thoughts. Health is the new great privilege of the rich, successful, and whoa, when did Adam Driver get so buff?
Sexy. Okay.
Burberry Hero. Hmm. The Hero seems like a good idea. Sister Dai Bong. Sexy?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Oh, Bong, which way? Exit. Exit. Okay. Okay, sister, I chunam kumai. Bye bye. Okay. Yeah, I've been super jacked. Okay.
Mingyu from Double Platinum 2.
Looks like, yeah. Being jacked is the newest tech. Okay. So, Taekwondo, which is right. Feeling amped. So, this is my thought, like, insanely great sleep, not having to be stuck at home all day seems to be the idea. And actually the said truth is, it looks like a lot of people kind of get suckered or trapped by being stuck indoors all day. And I actually have a funny thought is, contrary to popular belief, air conditioning in indoor places, it actually robs you of your energy because there is like less oxygen molecules in the air indoors than outdoors. So yeah, just if you want more energy, you just spend more time outside. Actually, in fact, the ultimate luxury is, I mean, okay, even if you as a business exec, right, the real ideal thing is like you just have your earbuds in on your iPhone doing all your meetings just outside walking around all day. And actually, I'll never forget this. I did one of my workshop, I did like Singapore. One of the guys who shows up, like very very cool dude, down to earth, like very successful dude, he had at the time two like M9 titaniums, which each were like $30,000 cameras, right? And I'm like, I asked him, like, what's the secret to be successful? He's like, honestly, I just, oh wow, look, the mall has all these activities. And then he said, honestly, just like, his secret was, I just do all my meetings outside and just walk like 50,000 steps today. I'm like, man, this guy's genius. Yeah, and actually, the funny irony is, I think a lot of the stuff we are being sold in modern day times is actually contrary to our health. So true health is, you know, being outdoors all day, 50,000 steps, lots of sunshine. A thing that I realized that I didn't know that I really loved, which actually affects my physiology in a very, very positive way, is actually, having a nice patio. So currently stay at my home exchange, and being able to wake up with being on the patio, you know, topless, full body melanin on tap, is actually far more engaging for my physiology than being indoors. And also, like, you know, all the money in the world, all the bitcoins, all the US dollars in the world ain't worth one night's poor sleep and being stuck indoors. Like, even I was thinking about it, let's say I was Brad Pitt. Can you imagine if every single day, like, someone gives you a brand new Lambo, right? If you had to drive 12 hours a day, stuck in the 4 or 5 traffic every single day, forever, obviously this would not be fun, right? Essentially it would be kind of like a living hell. And yeah, I think that the sad truth is this is kind of what a lot of people have to deal with on a daily basis for their whole lives. And this is also the fun thought. Ain't nobody want to become an Uber driver. So I have this big idea. So you know a lot of people take out a bank loan to buy some sort of car, to become an Uber driver, or, you know, mortgage something to Airbnb their house to make extra monies. That actually all seems like a very poor idea, because you essentially forego your health for monies, and your money, time, energy, health. I kind of like this idea that instead, it could be like some sort of like Bitcoin back based loan thingamabobber instead, which could be much more constructive or productive. Yeah, seems like a pretty good idea. And you know, even if you think about the movie Elysium and stuff, right? Yeah, like green pastures, fresh air, access to being outside is essentially everything that everybody wants. Other fun thought too is in Cambodia, people actually want to go back to the countryside, to their hometown, to their Sokrum, not their village, provinces. Ain't nobody really want to be in Phnom Penh, because I think Khmer people really in tune with nature, which seems to be a good idea. I know for myself. And then I think the first step towards wisdom is just know yourself. So for myself, the city is a paradise. That's just me. Everyone's different, right? And certainly the first step of wisdom is knowing yourself. Also, the important thing about wisdom too is what is best for you ain't what's best for everyone else, vice versa. So the ideal strategy is to be, you know, open, willing, and free with everyone, but at the same time being tolerant of other people, letting other people be tolerant of you, whatevs. Is kind of a good idea. So how to proceed? Very, very simple, just walk around all day. If it's hot, stay in the shade. If it's cold, stay in the sun. And I mean, not always, but often, traditional things are actually superior to modern new stuff. Modern just means new, but not better. And yes, I think this is actually the very tricky thing is, what we are all seeking for is classicus, and Latin means the best. So the classics, right, is the best. So so this is a tricky thing. Classic could be the newest thing, or could be the oldest thing. It's very, very difficult to unravel the two. And certainly the intelligence also is, once again, everyone has a different taste and aesthetic. And I think to just keep understanding what you prefer and pursue your own ideals is the way forward.